motocross racing. They say it goes all the way back to the early 20th century when the sport was called moto cyclette. Maybe it's cyclette. It's a French word. Two cycle engines hit the scene after World War II, and now motocross has developed into supercross, supermoto, arena cross, big air, and freestyle motocross. I'm going to ask an expert to help me out next on Sports and Commentary. Hi, how you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to the show. Our program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. Longtime pro motocrosser Kevin Johnson's with me on the show today. He won the X Games gold in 2008. Now, Kevin, for 11 years, you were a professional freestyle motorcyclist with the daredevil jumps and bumps and bruises. And now you told me you're a realtor in Houston. And yeah, I've got friends who are realtors. It's a very, very good profession, great profession. But it seems a little tame for you. I mean, isn't there some kind of minimum daily requirement of adrenaline rush for you?
Well, I still ride and still do a couple freestyle shows a year when they come up. You know, if there's ministry opportunity, I'll go ride a dirt bike and share my testimony, talk about Jesus. So I don't do it for a paycheck anymore, but if we can do some ministry, then I'll throw a leg over a bike still. So still get the adrenaline rush there. But, yeah, my day job, the day-to-day, is selling houses in the Houston area.
All right. Well, not taking quite the chances you used to, though, huh?
No, but married with 5 kids now, so I don't need to take the same risks anymore.
Yeah, taking all those risks at home with the kids, I guess. So tell me about your family, will you?
Yeah, so my wife's from Houston. That's what brought me here. I originally grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But we've been married almost 15 years now with 4 girls and 1 boy, ranging from 3 months old to 11 years old. So we're pretty wide open with kid stuff all the time.
All right, Kevin, educate those of us who may not be that acquainted with freestyle motocross. Tell me about your sport. Tell us about your sport.
Well, for some reason, we hit a ramp, jump around 75 to 80 feet in distance, around 25 feet in the air, and do backflips and all kinds of tricks on dirt bikes. I got in it early, so now the stuff you see at X Games today is just insane, and kind of glad that I got out of it when I did. I learned backflips and small flip trips, but now they're doing double backflips and crazy stuff that I wouldn't want anything to do with anyway.
Mm. So what is the basis of judging freestyle? I mean, is it the biggest, baddest, boldest tricks? Is that what it's all about?
Yeah, so most of it is off of judging, and they have, other old dudes like me who used to do it as judges now, who at least had at one point done freestyle and understand the sport. So usually it's pretty fair, but with anything, when you have judges, it's, a little bit up to their interpretation. So, when I won X Games in 08, it was an event they created where they were trying to cross a bridge between racers and freestylers, and I wasn't the best racer or honestly the best freestyler, but they came up with the event Speed and Style, where we actually raced on a track and hit a ramp on the track and did tricks. So part of your score was based on who won the race, and the other part was the judge's score off the tricks. And in that situation, I won most of the races and had decent tricks, so I had a couple good showings at X Games, and it worked out. But now they dropped that event. I think they were really trying to bring over some other racers to kind of have 50% of the field be racers, but there were only a couple of us that wanted to even try it, and most racers said no thank you, so it kind of went away. But I did both most of my career, doing jump-off competitions in the beginning days to make some extra money on the side to keep me going to the races, and it turned into some fun opportunities.
Mm-hmm. I've read that the biggest innovation for freestyle was the backflip. It kind of revolutionized your sport, and I guess you practice it in some kind of foam pit. You did that time after time after time, and then finally stuck it in competition. What was that like?
Well, and got a cool story about when I did win X Games, and the flip is part of it. But learning the flip, I was fortunate enough to be friends with a couple guys who owned foam pits. One of them was in Oklahoma. Kenny Bartram had a pit, and another one wasn't too far from my house here in Houston. Chuck Carruthers had one, so thankful that those guys would allow me to do it. But the number one rule with the – so the foam pit was the foam blocks. You see it like a gymnastics foam pit, same type of blocks, and about 30 feet wide by 40 feet long with about 8 feet deep of blocks, 8 to 10 feet minimum is what you needed. And the number one rule was don't let go of the motorcycle, because as long as you went in together, even if you were completely upside down, you'd be okay. But when you panic and you jump off and then the bike chases you and smacks you, that's when you get hurt. So that was number one rule, just don't let go. And the reality was once you started getting the rotation and landing on the wheels, it really hurt. It was like casing a jump because you just came to a stop. So once you got the rotation down, you wanted to take that out to the dirt pretty quick because doing it in the foam wasn't fun anymore. Yeah.
Freestyle motocrosser Kevin Johnson, my guest today, won the gold medal in the X Games. I think it was L.A. in 2008. And let's turn back the clock next time to that magical moment for you, Kevin, in your sport. Appreciate you coming by today, and we will reconnect with you next time, all right?
All righty. Bye-bye.